Hi, this is Miss Melissa, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. September 5th, 2016. In the summer of 2008, annoyed by a favorite fanfic author who insisted that there was no way to give Data a plausible romance before he had his emotionship, and also as a kind of a lark, I wrote a piece of Star Trek The Next Generation fanfic, pairing him with an original female character. A reviewer at fanfiction.net asked me to expand upon it, and I did, using the work to keep me sane when I was busy writing corporate blogs for a living, to keep me writing when I felt talentless and empty, to improve my writing of dialogue, and to play with using different points of view. In the 8 years since then, I've posted the equivalent of 2 novels, 2 novellas, and about 20 one-shots, and gained a group of loyal readers who, unlike most of the reviewers on such sites, give me substantive feedback instead of just, oh, cute story. Some of my most loyal readers eventually became not just fans of my work, but actual friends. And one of them, who signed her name to reviews as Carolyn in Sweden for so long that I cannot think of her any other way, is someone I talk to, if not daily, then at least several times a week, over Skype or Facebook phone calls or just in text. In any case, when I ask people to suggest colors for me to riff on during the dog days of podcasting, which technically ended on Friday, she gave me gold, and I knew she wanted me to talk about Data specifically, or at least Star Trek in general, but I'm not going to do that. Instead, I conscripted some other friends, 2 of whom are also friends I made because of this Data romance epic, and we've turned one of my one-shots into an audio treat, just for Carolyn in Sweden. Well, it's kind of for everyone else, too. It's not very well produced because I'm still learning, and it should be considered more reader's theater than actual audio drama. There's no Foley, no sound effects, and no background music. In any case, I hope you'll give the story a chance. I present to you Diagnostics.
Data, I have to know.
And in that moment, Data does know. He knows that Zoe is choosing, has chosen, to take matters into her own hands, so to speak. He does not stop her.
Ethics fault check. No faults.
Her hands rise toward his face, but land on his shoulders. Not gripping, just bracing.
Zoe's fingers are oval-tipped with short fingernails. Her left-hand fingers are more calloused than those on the right, because of greater interaction with the strings. Her hands smell of the pine of cello rosin. She is trembling. Perhaps she is afraid. No, she is nervous.
He does not stop her.
Ethics fault check. Action completed less than 1 standard cycle ago. Repeat? Yes. No faults.
I should confirm that Zoe is certain of this course of action. I believe it is appropriate to allow her to discontinue this scenario.
He opens his mouth to do that, but the words do not come, and she is quick to take advantage of the situation. Her lips touch his.
Soft, warm, sticky sweet. Ah, lip gloss.
If she were to stop now, this would be little more than the chaste kisses, hers to his cheek, his to the top of her head. They have been trading since her return from San Francisco.
If she were to stop now, it would not happen.
It never happened.
The words come into his consciousness unbidden, but those words were spoken after a night of intoxicated sexual activity with a woman who, while a friend, had never before given any signals that she might wish more from him, and had never approached him in that way again, after.
This is just a kiss, is it not? Is it not?
Technically, Data, our relationship is intimate. It's just not sexual.
Zoe's words. From Zoe's mouth.
Zoe is kissing me. Zoe touches me casually, and I respond in kind. Zoe does not complain that I am not human enough. When I offer support, she does not find me lacking.
I have to know.
I must also know. I must know if a kiss shared with an intimate friend is different than one shared with a close colleague, or different than one shared in the context of a relationship in which I was floundering.
Kiss me. What were you just thinking?
He remembers giving her a litany of his active thoughts in that particular moment.
At that particular moment, I was reconfiguring the warp field parameters, analyzing the collected works of Charles Dickens, calculating the maximum pressure I could safely apply to your lips, considering a new food supplement for Spot.
He remembers that Jenna was upset about not being the only thing he was thinking about.
I am an android. I am always entertaining more than one thought at a given time. My brain is never what Zoe would call still. My mind never rests. In the course of any given minute, I am capable of analyzing and discarding 17 theories about 12 different concepts while still playing music in an ensemble and cataloging 43 separate cosmic anomalies.
His lips part. His tongue meets Zoe's, deepening and returning her kiss.
Ethics fault check. Action completed twice within one standard cycle. Repeat? Yes. No faults.
His tongue meets hers again, and in that fraction of a second, he knows.
This kiss is not the same as the others. I am not participating because I believe it to be a supportive act, or because it is anticipated behavior within a relationship, but because there is, has been, a growing sense of connection between myself and this woman. This young woman.
Ethics fault check. Action completed 3 times within 1 standard cycle. Repeat? Yes. No faults.
As his hand moves to her waist, neither to push her away, nor to pull her closer, but only to increase the connection, close the circuit, as it were, there is a pop, click, that is felt more than heard. The tongue stud that his brother had installed in her mouth has been released.
Oh, God.
His hands drop to his sides as Zoe steps backward away from him. Her hands go to her mouth, and then she is pushing the stud, still warm from the heat of her mouth, still wet from their saliva, into his hand.
Dana, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh God. Here, take this.
She presses his fingers closed around the metal barbell, and he recalls her query from several months before, after she had seen him adjust the servo mechanism in his arm to remove the approximation of tendonitis.
Would you do that? Are you actually responding to me? Or are you anticipating what you think I'll do and allowing me to move your fingers that way?
It is a bit of both.
This kiss is also a bit of both. A solution to a problem and a satisfaction of curiosity. Perhaps it is also a beginning. A slow beginning of an evolution in their friendship.
I'm so sorry. I have to go. Dana, I'm so sorry.
Zoe?
His utterance of her name is both a query and a plea for her to wait while he processes. Because while he can analyze data about music, propulsion efficiency, spatial engineering, probability mechanics, and fractions of seconds, interpersonal interactions take him significantly longer.
She cannot be frightened of me, can she? Perhaps she merely did not hear me.
Ethics fault check. Action completed 4 times within 1 standard cycle. Repeat? Yes. No faults.
Zoe, wait!
But she has already run from his quarters. He stares at the door and decides he will give her 1 hour before going to find her, before bringing her home. In the meantime, he will perform a self-diagnostic.
Full system diagnostic, level 1. Begin? Yes.
The process takes precisely 59 minutes, 0.987 seconds.
No faults found.
The voice work in diagnostics was provided by Berkeley Rose Pearl as Zoe, Clay Robeson as Data, Nutty Nukechess as Tasha, Selena Taylor as Jenna, and me, Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, as the narrator. Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Melisse, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Melisse, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.